All right, welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. I love this program going on today. Play some Otis Rush for you. Play a little bit of Buddy Guy. And we're just having a good time out here on Pumpkin Girl Lane, Cottageville, in the studio, digging some good blues, listening to good music, and just talking about these wonderful musicians, wonderful guitarists. And you talk about Otis Rush right there. He's a legendary guitarist. Like I say, he never really got the credit he deserved. But he's one of the left-handed guys that played upside down. And he was also nominated for, I think, 8 Grammys. And he won one for Best Traditional Blues Album called Any Place I'm Going. And he actually won that at age 65. That's pretty cool right there. And Rolling Stone magazine rated him number 56 on the greatest guitar players of all time. And let's get some right back into Mr. Otis Rush right here. It Takes Time. It Takes Time, Mr. Otis Rush. You know, you can always hear those guys that play left-handed. And, you know, even though they play left-handed, they don't turn the strings over. So when they left left-handed, you know, the big E string's on the bottom and the little E string's on the top. And you can always tell by listening to them because their bends are different. Because, you know, when they want to bend that bottom E instead of pushing up on it, they got to reach on top and they got to pull it down. It's a very unique sound. He did it. You know, Hendrix did it. Albert King. And so many more guys did it. I just love hearing those guys. And I'm not saying I'm a very seasoned musician, but I can hear that. When you're a guitar player, you can hear it like, how does he get that sound like that? Well, he's pulling that bottom string down instead of pushing it up, and it gives a very unique sound. Another guy with a unique sound is Mr. Buddy Guy. You know, Otis, he started, you know, he's from Mississippi. He came out to Chicago and took the electric blues to the next level. And Buddy Guy came from Louisiana around the same time frame. He started doing the same thing. And I love Mr. Buddy Guy. And I think there's a playing here with Mr. Gary Clark Jr., one of the young guns of the blues today. I love it when the old guys play with the young guys coming out. Here is Blues Don't Care with Mr. Gary Clark Jr. There is the Blues Don't Care, Mr. Buddy Guy and Mr. Gary Clark Jr. Buddy Guy is in his 80s, and I believe Gary Clark Jr., I don't even know if he's 30 yet. So how about the older guys playing with the young guys? And that's what Mr. Buddy Guy right there is all about. You know, you see a lot of Buddy Guy albums, but many of his albums are duets. And he loves playing with other guitarists. He loves feeding off the other guitarists, feeding off the crowd when he's live. And I've seen Buddy Guy live, I believe, 3 times. And you talk about a performer. He entertains the crowd. He interacts with the crowd. And one thing is all these blues guys have in common. They know how to entertain. They play their guitar and they don't go up there and just play some blues and stand there. When you're in the audience of a live blues show, you are part of the show. And if you haven't seen a good live blues show, you really, really need to go. And speaking of duets, here's one he did with James Taylor. Now, James Taylor, a lot of things. You know, he did a couple blues songs. But I can't think of a... He's not really considered a blues guy, but Buddy Guy doesn't care. He'll play, and they're going to make a blues song. Here's Buddy Guy and James Taylor with Follow the Money.
When the numbers don't add up, how can one man have that much luck? Mark the cards, load the dice. Everybody has got a price. Follow the money. See where it goes. Follow the money. That's all you need to know. Shady business, smelling funky. Follow the money. They know he's guilty of a crime. Ain't no way that he's doing the time. Gave the judge a secret handshake. Gold hard cash is all it takes. Follow the money. See where it goes. Follow the money. That's all you need to know. Looks too good. Smells funky. Follow the money. Woman with a fat old man might be hard to understand. He knows what is going on. Be by his side till it's all gone. Follow the money. See where it goes. Follow the money. That's all you need to know. Fine looking thing. Calling him honey. Follow the money.
The vote, but he won the race. Got the whole town on the take. They're in his pocket, they're on his side. Everybody gets a piece of the pie.
Follow the money. Follow the money. Follow the money. If it looks too good, smelling funky, follow the money. Well,
I've been trying, buddy, you know.
Follow the money. James Taylor and Mr. Buddy Guy. That's a pretty unique collaboration right there. Two guys in completely different genres. And another thing I want to mention about Buddy Guy is people think about the Elvis Presley song, Hound Dog. It was originally done by Big Mama Thornton, and the lead guitarist player on that was Mr. Buddy Guy himself. But hey, don't go away. We got a lot more blues to listen to, a lot more to talk about. And you are listening to Red, White, and Blues, WVFF Radio. 97.7 FM.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation,